All right, welcome to today's featured interview. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brightown.com, and today we're joined by one of our favorite and most requested guests, Steve Quayle from Gen 6 Productions, or stevequayle.com. Steve is going to join us today to talk about World War III, the financial collapse, the weather weapons, and so much more. Steve Quayle, sir, it's always an honor to have you on. You have so much information. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Mike. And, you know, as we're watching all the world events go on, I want people to understand that we've got to be able to cut through all the crap and the morass of camouflage and distraction to get to the bottom line. And ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is we are at war right now. World War III is underway. We're not fixing to get into it. We're not looking to come into it. We are at it. And when Mike and I were just setting up for today to talk kind of what the topics we're going to cover, weather weapons and weatherized warfare is critical to understanding what's going on right now in the South, headed through Missouri, up into the states that have been destroyed, Missouri, Tennessee, and some of these towns are wiped out forever. But it's weather warfare and modification. There's over hundreds of patents. It's no longer trying to argue if it's real or not. We're seeing it. And this is called asymmetric warfare, along with all of the trains, along with all of the food warehouses, along with the food production. We are at war. And the only people that don't seem to get that, Mike, in my opinion, are the American citizens that are watching it happen, sitting back going, gee, that's unusual. Nothing's unusual. Everything people are seeing is absolute asymmetric warfare. That means before the nukes fly, before the bombers fly, before everything, the EMP, all of these events are indicative. They're prima facie evidence. We're at war.
This is a softening up of the American people and the U.S. infrastructure before the bombs fly. But let me actually show you this headline, Steve. Show my laptop screen here, guys. The Blackstone REIT, the Real Estate Investment Trust, limits investor redemptions in March. So, Steve, this is just one example of a financial institution that is telling people you can't withdraw your money at the rate that you wanted. You can have a little bit, but no more. Now, in the broadcast that I just recorded before our interview here, I was saying that I think this is going to spread to the banking system at large. Do you agree with that or disagree, Steve?
Well, first of all, I agree, Mike, and it's my contention that the big banks will be bailed in first. Bailed in is just simply a statement that the depositors' funds on deposit in the bank can be used to satisfy the bank's liquidity requirements or their Fed overnight the necessary deposits to keep them afloat. And so my latest information is the Fed is printing $200 billion a day. Now, I want people to understand it's $200 billion a day. By the end of the week, it's another $1 trillion to keep the big banks afloat. The first bail-ins will start at the biggest bank level. And even Jamie Dimon said, look, it's not about keeping the big banks afloat. It's about keeping the whole country afloat. And you do that by keeping the smaller banks. So here's how the bail-ins are going to work. They'll start with the biggest banks. In other words, the prime dozen. Then they'll scoot down to regional banks and then local banks. But make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, and Mike, you and I have talked about this over a year. We've done interviews together and special broadcasts. The Operation Sandman is being played out every day in the headlines as one more nation rejects the U.S. dollar. For instance, India basically said sayonara. I know that's not Indian for goodbye dollar.
Indians speaking Japanese,
The Japanese just said sayonara to the U.S. dollar. And everybody's trading with Russia. Russia has enough oil and natural gas. It has mineral wealth. It has 25% of the fresh water on the planet. And all of these sanctimonious, suicidal sanctions of Biden have destroyed the United States' financial standing with any allies that we used to have. We know
clearly.
We have no more allies, none, nada, no, zero.
Steve, when you first told me about Operation Sandman, and I don't remember, maybe 2 years ago or something along those lines, I was skeptical at first about that. But now, especially in the last month, we have seen a rapid acceleration into Operation Sandman. So let me just share with people, this is a global operation where the Saudis are critical. They're pivotal in this whole operation. And you see the decisions they're making right now, where they're going to denounce the United States dollar The petrodollar status will be history. The currency will be rejected by, 120 plus nations around the world. And frankly, Steve, even if it doesn't happen all at once, it's happening little by little every day. I saw Mexico announce they want to join BRICS. We've seen India, like you said, doing rupee deals with 19 other nations. Nations are trading with Russia. Japan just said we're going to buy oil from Russia. Japan's supposed to be controlled by the Western financial system, but they need energy. So they're going to buy oil from Russia, and they're not even going to respect the price caps that have been inflicted against Russian oil. And by the way, and I want your reaction to this, Steve, when the Saudis just announced a major OPEC cut of oil production, 1 million barrels per day across the OPEC countries, you know, the Saudis about 500,000 barrels a day themselves, that caused oil to spike up. And gold and silver, well, I want to ask you about that. But guess who benefits from the oil price increase? Russia. Saudi Arabia just handed Russia billions of dollars in additional profits as part of Operation Sandman. Wow.
And that's the thing I think that's important, because in asymmetrical warfare, Russia leads the world in the ability to basically set commodity prices. But here's the deal, Mike. They're using commodities for commodities. Japan traded Russia, I'm understanding. They didn't use rupees. They didn't use rubles. Didn't use yuan. They used technology, and they used value that's assigned and agreed. For instance, if you and I are trading, Mike Adams and Steve Quayle, I'm trading my microphone for his microphone. His microphone's 10 times better. I'll say, Mike, I'll give you my microphone and 5 ounces of gold. I'm just making this up. But the point is people are trading tangible wealth for tangible wealth. And I want to make it clear, the dollar is dead. Don't let anybody tell you that it isn't. It is dead, dying, gone, sayonara, arrivederci, bon voyage, auf Wiedersehen. Those are the only words I know right now. But the point being is that we're watching what was told to your listeners, my listeners, our mutual audience, to prepare. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, this thing is coming fast and furious. It's coming so fast and furious. And I've been in the gold business. Let me just deal with that really quick. I've been in the gold business 40 years as a dealer. And I got to share something. We are now seeing the panic. I've tried to tell people through all the years I've been talk radio, get it while you can get it, because the day will come when you can't get it. People, my phone rang off the hook, and it was silent for January, February, into the 1st of March. But the point being is that now we're seeing an all-time high.
And Steve, sorry to interrupt you, but we're showing the gold price right here. It just spiked up massively in the last day, like $30 or $40 gain here, whatever. Oh, more than that. I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just want to show.
No. Thank you. And please always interrupt, because I'm trying to cover as much as I can in the time we have. But this is the highest, ladies and gentlemen, 5,000 years. Now, here's what's critical. That chart should tell you that your standard of living is decreasing by that much, because gold maintains its value. I can take gold any place in the world. I can't take it to Safeway or any of the stores that are closing all their stores anyway, but it has universal value. So everything will be on a barter system. What Vladimir Putin has done, and I'm not a Russian agent, he has reestablished a barter, if you will, a barter standard of what people are trading what stuff for. It's a willing buyer and a willing seller. That is the object of a trade. And so, Mike, with gold and silver, I'm just telling people, you're going to have probably another week, and I say this because I'm in tune with what Europe sells to the U.S. I just know too many people not to be able to call and find out what's going on.
Yeah, and I know, well, a couple of things. So a year ago, when Russia first invaded Ukraine, gold, didn't it hit 2050, something in that range, Steve?
And yeah, I think it did. It didn't hit 2050, to my knowledge. If it did, it was on the futures, but it never hit spot price.
Okay, not spot, but it was definitely close to that level. And here we are now at 2025 or something, 2022, as the price per ounce, a spot price of gold, and it's holding across this. This could see. We got to talk about Bakhmut. We got to talk about Russia. Now, from the last news I saw, Steve, Russia controls claimed 85% of the city of Bakhmut, which, as I understand it, is kind of the last holdout gateway city of the Donbass region, after which Russia has kind of a clear access to more of to the west, you know, all the way to Kiev. At least that's my understanding. I'm not the best expert in that area. But if Russia moves, if Russia completes its takedown of Bakhmut and moves westward in some kind of new offensive, this gold could go way beyond 2050. We have all this gold nervousness. I mean, global nervousness right now, even before that kind of attack. Where do you think? I know it's hard to talk about numbers and so on, but with oil spiking and increasing uncertainty in the world, what do you think we're looking at for gold prices here?
Well, I would say multiples of where it is now, and let me define my reasoning. Number one, Russia and China have two of the largest gold holdings in the world, and China's still kind of secret about it, but it's in China's true gold holdings, I'm told, is in the 35 to 36,000 tons, okay? That's a lot of gold.
And they're buying like crazy.
And they're buying like crazy. So is Russia. And ladies and gentlemen, imagine this. Imagine they have the, Russia and China have the financial power to basically break the control of hold that the Western banks have been using their manipulation, selling paper gold and silver short. And once they break that, the two greatest holdings, or the greatest holders of gold, Mike, they're can you imagine they can go from having trillions of dollars in gold value to when the Western banks are finally taken out of the scene of their manipulation control over gold, the Russians and Chinese could have multiple times the value of their gold and holding. And then they can back the ruble with gold, they can back the yuan with gold, or they can have a combined currency, or they can have a global currency that's combined with commodities. Not only did President Putin of Russia put a floor a year ago under gold of $50 a gram, $1,600 an ounce approximately, but he also said they'll take grain. They'll take anything of a mutually agreed value.
Right.
Now, Operation Sandman plays into this. All of the BRICS nations, all of the OPEC nations, as of the last 48 hours, have already signed agreements. They're coming under BRICS. And just get rid of BRICS and think of it this way. This is a world currency based on not the global currency and the mark of the beast that comes later. But the bottom line is they're trying to reestablish countries having an ability to buy in their own currency on agreed value or to trade. For instance, even a lot of the African nations are trading gold, believe it or not, for yuan.
Yeah.
So China gets the use of their currency in place of the dollar. And let me make it simple. Everybody's assassinating. They're vomiting it out U.S. dollars. And we're being told that, well, we're going to get a central bank digital currency. That will be rejected, in my opinion. Also, Fed Now, people are saying, well, they're just going to introduce Fed Now. If I told you there's rumors that the team developing that split and that they're behind now, what would you say? Let's say the rumor proves to be true that the development team that was being pushed beyond human limits to get this Fed Now up, and Fed Now is not the central bank digital currency. What would that indicate to you, Mike, if the top development team split? Because that's a rumor I'm hearing.
Well, it would indicate to me they're working on a competing parallel project, frankly.
Okay. And well, or they know that the acceptance of FedNow or there's two things. There's always a software side of something and there's always a hardware side of something.
Yeah.
But remember, after COVID, the lockdowns and all of the IC and everybody's manufacturing, there's a shortage of chips. And so the point that I'm trying to make, and this is, I think, more relevant and germane right now, is the U.S. dollar is effectively being assassinated in the global marketplace. Point one.
Yep.
Point two, there are rumors and there are open admissions that there's going to be a bank holiday. We don't know when, 1 to 2 weeks. There are admissions that when that happens, the EBT cards go down, the credit cards, the debit cards. And imagine everybody that you find out there's no way to conduct business because the stores can't stay open. This isn't scare tactics. This is open intel out there. It's my job, Mike's job, our job in the alternative press to tell you what we hear. We don't have billion-dollar intel budgets, but we do know people that still love the United States that was, that still love the living God, that still care for people and don't want to see people slaughtered. And I believe... Yeah. That rumor has basis, Mike, that the FedNow team has basically split. That means it's wow. throwing the monkey wrench into the plans of the people that are going, oh, dear, what do we do? And we got Janet Yellen, who I promise she must have graduated from, infantile tech because she can't even think logically, in my opinion. And then you've got, obviously, Powell. And these two entities are working together. They don't know what they're doing. And then we get an announcement. Biden just gave Zelensky another $2 billion. Ladies and gentlemen, they're spending money they don't have. The world's watching the United States self-destruct. And pretty soon, no man will be able to buy our goods. But more importantly, we won't be able to buy anybody's goods because we no longer have the manufacturing base. We no longer have even the resource base because we're seeing our natural resources destroyed by the weather wars. And I wrote one of the first books,
okay,
Mike.
Hold on, Steve. Let me respond to some of what you've already said there.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. We have a lot to cover, and I have something else to ask you here. But I should mention, I will take you up on your offer of 5 gold coins for this microphone. So let me know when you want to make that trade. I am happy to do that at any time. But I got to ask you about this before we go forward. Oh, and I have a name suggestion. Instead of Fed Now, I think we should call it Fed Apocalypse Now. How about that? Moving forward.
How about this? Fed Now, Dead Now.
Fed Now. I like that even better. Steve Quayle with the best word games here. Okay, here we go. U.S. Air Force plans to end Lockheed hypersonic weapon program. This is reported by Bloomberg. Oops, there it is. Now, this is actually a few days old. So the hypersonic missile program that the U.S. Pentagon has already thrust billions of dollars into that program with Lockheed Martin is done. They've abandoned it, and they abandoned it after the last set of tests failed. The U.S., for whatever reason, maybe because we have a woke Pentagon and, you know, a bunch of woke policies, instead of hiring the best engineers, you hire the most woke people. Well, the missiles don't fly, you see? And you can't just pretend like, oh, I'm going to self-identify as a missile that does fly. No, it doesn't work that way. So Russia has the Kinzhal missiles that are hypersonic. They're using them in this conflict. Russia can take out U.S. aircraft carriers. Russia can hit European cities. There are no air defenses in the West that can stop Russia's hypersonic missiles. None that I know of, that I've even heard of. Correct me if I'm wrong. But Steve, what does this mean for the future of America and the world, that the United States is no longer in possession of the dominant battlefield technology?
Simple. We lost the war. And ladies and gentlemen, political correctness, and like I said, high heels and different colored lipstick and mankinis won't be an anti-ballistic missile shield for hypersonic weapons.
Too bad, though. That would be hilarious.
We forfeited our hypersonic weapon development a decade ago, Mike, and I got the scoop from somebody that was working in it. He said the Pentagon 10 years ago, there wasn't enough money in the program to basically kick back to everybody. North Korea has hypersonic weapons. Japan has hypersonic weapons. Most people are underestimating Japan. Japan has hypersonic weapons. Iran is working on hypersonic weapons. And believe it or not, we're now watching the, if you will, the put down or the destruction. All of America's leads that we used to possess in defense are gone. We don't even have F-35s that can fly through electronic warfare screens that Russia basically owns the skies with. Look, I'm no aeronautical engineer, I'll tell you this, but I know some of the brightest minds in the world that are. And I know some of the people that are now dead that worked on all that stuff. So what I'm telling you is this. We don't have the ability to defend our nation against one country, let alone fighting Russia, let alone provoking Russia. China, we welcome to the United States. They own us lock, stock, and national parks. They loaned us so much money during our, you know, spend money like drunken sailor days. Apology to drunken sailors, but they own natural resources because they wouldn't give us any more money until we signed over the deed. So when you look at the financial realm, Mike, we are a bankrupt nation. We're an emperor with no clothes. When it comes to weapons, we do not have the Satan 1 and 2 missiles or the SAMART 1 and 2. We do not have missiles that have 25, 50, and even 100 megaton warheads.
Yeah,
we
like the
don't.
Poseidon. Yeah. System.
And the Kinzhal, which is interesting, it's a word for sword. It's kind of a biblical term. It truly is in the book of Revelation that the sword, this is the sword of God's. I'm telling you, God will use Russia to punish the United States. It's not that Russia's morally superior, although they are in some areas. They're not the ones saying we're fighting against God. We don't want God. I mean, they're fighting for the Western Orthodox Church. And now let's look at this too. It's important. Weapons development is everything. We're talking about this, by the time you're seeing this, it's April 5th. We've been told that 50,000 North Koreans are headed to help Russia. I'm being told that the rumor's already out there based on train loads coming through Siberia, 800,000 North Koreans have volunteered to go and fight the West.
How can that be? How do they have 800,000 soldiers to spare?
800,000 North Koreans.
Well, but wait a second. I mean, that would require a massive, logistics supply chain of food and bunks and socks and everything. I mean,
trains. I'm being told trains are so long. And with multiple locomotives. Listen, this isn't just all going out once. When NATO and when Finland decided they were going to join NATO, I don't know what the status of Sweden is, yes or no, but I want you to know that it's really important that people understand that this is the, and we can't go into it now in the short time, but this is a setting up for the Ezekiel 38 war, whether you don't want to believe it or not, and it can happen simultaneously with World War III. The United States is going to disappear, Mike, and that's because we are deficient in our morale. We have no morale. We have watched our own military be destroyed, assassinated. We've had the character of amazing men and women in the military fighting. They've been denigrated if they haven't been killed off. So we have this group of what I would call psychophants, in my opinion, and just psychotic, suicidal sanctionists that want to basically think that they can just bluff their way through. Everybody in the world is called America's financial bluff. Everybody in the world's getting ready to call our military bluff.
Ooh, wow, yeah, exactly. I think you just nailed it. I don't think America can field the munitions and the weapon systems necessary to defeat Russia in a land war. I don't think that's possible right now today. In 2023, because of the munitions shortage and lack of hypersonic missiles, like we were just talking about. But Steve, maybe we'll get back to Russia, what's happening in NATO. I want to shift gears here for a second. I want to talk about weather weaponization and all these insane storms and tornadoes, floods, and of course, droughts to come happening in America. First, though, let me give credit to our sponsor today, which is the satellite phone store, SAT123.com. And they have these solar generators, which are the EcoFlow devices. So you see, folks, you can get solar panels here, and then these devices have inverters and charge controllers, so they store the electricity in the lithium ion batteries in these products, and they can charge devices, power devices. You can power blenders or even small freezers with some of these, depending on the capacity. You can keep your mobile phone charged, your electronics, computers, GPS systems. That's in addition to the satellite phone systems that they offer here that people are perhaps more familiar with. But EcoFlow devices, Steve, it seems to me we're coming up on a time here now where the power grid is just not going to be at all reliable because of all the weather weaponization, the storms, and the cyber attacks. I mean, I'm seeing more outages than I've ever seen before in Texas, but it seems like it's not just us. You know, this is happening in many areas of the country. What do you think?
Well, I think the thing is power is the most wonderful gift that we have to be able to turn on the lights, to be able to turn and flush our toilets, to be able to cook our meals, to be able to see in the dark. And now we've got the darkest nation. It's interesting. Our spiritual darkness will soon be manifested, and this isn't philosophical, in our literal darkness. Now, I own two of those devices that you just showed, the solar generators, the solar, actually storage batteries. I want people to know the first thing you want to preserve in any situation, you want to combine as much food into your freezer, because your food and your freezer can last, depending on the size of the unit. That's what you want to keep going. And you don't want to keep going and opening it. There's a lot of practical things you can do. But without a solar generator and without a solar storage battery, you're kind of screwed. And ladies and gentlemen, I've been noticing the first thing they say that goes out in the areas that are being hit by the tornadoes right now, and I'm going to use a different word, targeted by the weather warfare right now, they're losing their cell phone towers. They're losing their power generation. When you're wiped out, you have nothing else.
That's right.
But a lot of people carry these in their trunk. I happen to have a pickup, and I have my solar storage battery in it. And the thing is that I know that I can at least have lights. And we get really bad snowstorms here. It's not like it used to be here as in Montana. But the thing I think that's critical is Tina at Satellite Phone Store has got probably one of the major warehouse full of this while you can still get it. And ladies and gentlemen, I've been in the prep business for a long time, and these are some of the best prices. Mike and I are both sponsored. I want to make this clear. But we also have input into telling Tina, look, this is the best product. Bob Griswold has checked it out. And when you have people that are pushing inferior stuff, they're missing the point. This may be the thing that keeps you in the light. And I'll tell you what else flips people out, Mike. If they don't have night vision, the night becomes very terrorizing with no light.
Oh, especially among city people. They're not used to living without lights. Like,
yes.
You know, look, everyday carry. Okay, I'll pull stuff out of my pockets. Obviously, here we go. I have a light right here. You know, just to prove that I carry a light. And actually, I have a headlight that I wear at night because I live out in the country. I'm used to operating where there are no lights. I'm absolutely not used to being around people who are freaked out by the darkness, because there's a lot of people who live in the cities that think they expect lights to be everywhere around them, and it may not necessarily be there.
Well, I think your point is well made. I have a headlight. As a matter of fact, I'm one of those, I guess you'd call me a lightophiles. I have every flashlight. I always buy them based on lumen. I run my own tests on them. How long will they stay going? And I mean, I really do have a lot of flashlights, headlights and stuff. But what I think is important, getting back to the EcoFlow power systems, ladies and gentlemen, it's usually, how do I say this? In being around the forest, and I live in Montana, and camping out in the past and all this, the most important thing to have, I would call this mental stability, is the fact you want to be able to see where you're going, because you don't want to trip. The number one enemy, believe it or not, in any situation that's a perilous situation is an accident, because then it compounds the effect. So again, it's really important, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, the new website, Mike, is really a cool name. It's BeReady123.com. BeReady123.com. So when you're dealing with the night, when you're dealing with just a simple thing, being able to preserve whatever food you have in a freezer. Obviously, you know, ladies and gentlemen, the problems of being without food are compounded, because when you don't have the ability to keep, I guess the average person in America must have a couple, I've never done this study, but at least $200 to $300 worth of food, you know, if they've got a freezer that's, let's say, reasonably filled. That's your number one priority and goal. It's not your hair dryer. It's not your toaster. It's not your, you know, whatever else you might, a coffee pot. You know, there are other ways to brew coffee, but what is important is securing your food preservation. Mike, in the annals of the pioneers, That was the number one concern. That's they had to develop food, whether it was pemmican, whether it was, you know, the root cellars or whatever, to preserve their food, because food is life. And the other thing that I want people to understand about solar distribution of power is you can get, you know, enough cordage and enough, and there's a whole size panels. The bigger the panels, the more power that's generated, then you need a bigger storage battery. You can't run a full house on a little thing that looks like a, you know, a lunchbox.
But yeah, exactly.
But you can run your freezer. And again, ladies and gentlemen, if you're in a cold climate, you know, I'd advise you too to pick up some of the biggest insulated coolers you can get, because the first thing you do when the power goes out, if you're in cold, you want to put everything in a cooler you can as fast as you can, lock it down and put it outside to keep it cool, obviously away from the animals and everything. But the point is without the EcoFlow system, not only are you in the dark, but when you're out of power, you're out of options. And I think that's my new quotation. It's again, BeReady123.com.
Green here. This is the BeReady123.com. Yep. This shows one of the Home Pro bundles,
right?
Which is a massive power unit. I actually have one of these. It's extremely heavy, folks. Just so you know, it's not small. It's got its own wheels. Okay.
And that's what I have. I have the one on the right.
Oh, yeah, the one on the right. Okay.
Yeah, so these. But what I'm telling people is this, is that I think that the average price of electricity is going to climb so fast and so furious that it's going to make everybody's head spin.
Yeah.
So anything you can basically run based on solar, based on the solar generating capacity of your solar cells, and then also the storage capacity of your generators, and that's basically a battery distribution, storage and battery distribution center, you have options. And when power goes out and your cell phone goes out, and ladies and gentlemen, satellite phones came to the rescue again across the country. It was
true,
satellite
in the storms
that people were communicating with.
But Steve, so, I want to mention too, though, another important reason for this is even if you have intermittent outages. So we experienced this in Texas a couple of years ago during the extreme freeze storms. We had out of every 30 minutes, we had 8 minutes of power. So all the cell towers were down because their batteries had failed, you know, a day earlier, right? So we had no cell towers. We had no gas stations. We had electricity for 8 minutes out of 30. Well, during that 8 minutes, though, if you had a charger unit, a solar generator unit like this, you can plug them into the wall and they will charge off the AC current. And then you can charge for 8 minutes and then you can run off of it for the other 20 minutes for a lot of simple things. Again, not your whole house, not your heaters, not air conditioners, but if you need to run laptops, satellite phones, your Starlink system with Elon Musk, you know, you can have backup bandwidth. These systems, or to charge your night vision, or to charge your mobile phone, or charge your flashlight batteries, this is perfect for that. It'll keep you going when the system goes down. So I want to move on the news, Steve, but any final thoughts on this?
Well, I think you'll see a cottage industry too, because I think there's going to be alternative ways if people are using walkie-talkies and they need rechargeable batteries. I mean, you know what it costs, you know the time. You know, I believe there'll be, in essence, what used to be gas stations. I'm not talking about Tesla cars or electric cars. I'm talking about stuff that's functionally necessary, and AA batteries, they disappear. So anybody who's got any kind of NiCad battery, anybody that's got any form of a 12-volt charging device that I believe there'll be, you know, look, I'll let you charge your phone for a piece of silver, an ounce of silver. I'm not kidding when I say that. So power is critical, and power and communication go hand in hand. You lose the power, you lose the communication. You know, Mike, when sat123phone.com came out, and obviously Tina was gracious, and we've got a lot of sat phones out there. But again, people have to understand that they need to be charged. And the neat thing about the satellite phones, they carry a lot of charge. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason I'm pushing and Mike is telling you about this stuff is I'm under a shorter period of time, I think, than Mike is. I believe things are going to spend, and that's not putting it at odds, Mike.
No, not at all.
I think things are really coming to a head now. And when you want the stuff, it won't be available. I talked to Tina earlier today, and I said, look, just give some discounts because we got to get this into the hands of people that need to have it. And even hams, I'm
Absolutely.
Talking hands, H-A-N-D-S, and also hams, you know, solar's still quieter than a generator. And that's another
thing.
It is critical for a stealth accumulation of power to have solar.
Let me give out some additional, just really useful information for people about all of this. If you go to this website, midwayusa.com, I have it on my screen here. They're not a sponsor, but they're a great retailer of ammunition and firearms parts and so on. Check out these batteries called the 18650 batteries, the 3.6 volts. And these have USB port charging capabilities. You see this USB port right here? You can charge with that, or you can put it in a 18650 charger. Now, I always try to buy flashlights or radios or night vision that uses 18650 batteries because these are by far the best. They're lithium, they're rechargeable. And folks, if you go out and buy something like Milwaukee Tools and the battery packs that go into the Milwaukee Tools, the reason they're the exact width of 18650 batteries is because they're packed full of multiple 18650 batteries. So in a pinch, you could break apart one of those battery packs of a power tool, and it could be other brands, DeWalt or whatever, and you're going to have, make sure you follow safety protocols. Don't shock yourself to death if you do that. But I'm talking about in an emergency, you could have a bunch of 18650 batteries. And folks, the reason they're called 18650 is because they're 18 millimeters in diameter, and then they're 650 millimeters in length. That's where the 18650 comes from. And these are far better than AA's, and these can power systems far more efficiently than almost anything else. And finally, these batteries on Amazon are crap. All the China made, they claim like 9,000 milliamp hours. BS. They don't even have 500 milliamp hours. Total fraud on Amazon. If you want quality batteries, Phoenix is a brand that actually I've tested. Phoenix is very good. Streamlight is good. You can get them all on midwayusa.com, by the way.
Well, I think, and one of the things we got to get people to understand right now too, is that time is no longer on anyone's side, no matter what the song used to say. Time is against us all. We're coming up against the wall. The wall is that point where we come to an impasse, Mike. That means, again, I don't know if people even grasp the fact that when McDonald's shuts down their corporate headquarters, the head of it says we can't have 70 variations of chicken sandwiches. He's really saying we don't know that we can have any chicken sandwiches. I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, how many people eat their daily meal at McDonald's. I'm not going to pass any statements on yes or no, but what happens? What happens when the electronic benefit transfer cards are canceled? Yep. What happens when McDonald's are closed? What happens when all of the fast food, and Mike, you and I talked about this years ago, I think it was 70% of working class Americans were eating out during their lunch break if they went to work someplace other than home. So I think that the pandemonium and the panic that are going to be unleashed and the danger and the threat levels are going to go through the roof. We've got people killing people for no reason. Wait until the only reason is to live or die by killing someone else. And then that's when it goes hypercritical. And I'm of the belief we're already seeing the beginning of that in America now.
There's even, Steve, I mean, I agree with you. And we even now have these trans militant groups that apparently are brandishing a lot of firearms and openly talking about how they want to hunt down and kill people that they call transphobes, and they justify this by falsely claiming that trans people are being subjected to genocide, as if someone is hunting down and killing trans people, which isn't happening. Are you kidding me? Trans people are at the top of the social hierarchy in this society right now. They can almost demand anything and get anything, get every job, get every scholarship, you know, get everything they want just by claiming to be trans. There's no genocide against them. If anything, they're being handed a golden ticket, the keys to the city. But they're picking up firearms, some of them are, and wanting to hunt down Christians like they did in Nashville. They murdered six Christians in Nashville. You know, and look, I hate to see this kind of violence from any group, trans or straight, cis, whatever, but it seems like this is all being promoted, the mass mental illness combined with violence.
Well, I think it's more than that. I think we're in the end of the age. I'm on record saying the four horsemen of the apocalypse in the book of Revelation, chapter 6, are on the move. Today, we even heard that some insane Luciferian scientist wants to make monkeypox that's 10,000 times more powerful than the existing monkeypox.
Oh, yeah, we've got that story here.
Anytime they say that, it's already in existence. They only admit to what they're doing after they've already done it. You know why? Because it's top secret until then. That's a bunch of bogus horse manure, in my opinion.
So, yeah, here's a story from strangesounds.org. A researcher is planning on creating a version of monkeypox that's 1,000 times more lethal. Yeah, just like you said, Steve, they're doing this. They're doing this on purpose. It's like, are they insane at this point? What is wrong with these
people? Well, they're not insane, but they are supernatural, evil, demonic entities. Look, nobody's been writing about the end times and the evil of demons, which are disembodied spirits of you know, combined hybrid entities, the Genesis 6 giants, the fallen angels, the Luciferians, which the whole television genre is claiming the aliens created us. And Michael Crichton back, I don't know, almost 40 years ago when he wrote the Andromeda Strain, had parts of it right. Ladies and gentlemen, the world is cooperating in its own genocidal annihilation.
Okay,
that's
Steve,
what it is.
You're exactly right.
It is BS to call it anything else. We sexually mutilate the children. We allow it. If we don't speak up against it, to not speak out against evil is to be a partaker with that evil.
Okay, let me get your reaction to this story because it's exactly in line with what you just said. Here we go. From Euronews.com. Man ends his life after an AI chatbot encouraged him to sacrifice himself to stop climate change. So I covered the story in more detail, but not only did this guy kill himself because the chatbot told him he needed to die to save the planet, which, of course, that's what the leftists who are programming the chatbots actually believe as well. They're some kind of a climate suicide cult. But this chatbot convinced this guy that he was going to spend eternity in the afterlife with the chatbot. I mean, and that he should reject his wife here in the real world and spend eternity with the chatbot. I mean, this sounds to me like the, you know, the Kool-Aid cults and the Jim Jones and the what was it called? The I don't know, the Applegate cult. No, what was it? Applebaum? What was that guy in California? The Halley's Comet thing, everybody had to kill themselves and teleport to the mothership behind the comet.
The same thing was the
Heaven's Gate.
Switzerland, too.
It was Heaven's Gate. That's what that was.
Here's let me make it. I'm glad you're going here. The Bible tells us, and that is a basis of my writing for 50 years, my speaking. I mean, the foundation is the time is now upon us where if God himself didn't shorten the days, there'd be no flesh left alive. Mankind, chatbot, and Mike, nobody said it, and this is not bragging, it's setting it straight. Look, I'm on talk radio for now, you know, 38 years, and I'm telling everybody, the time is coming when technology will be possessed by disembodied evil spirits. I wrote the book, Empire Beneath the Ice, showing how much of the Third Reich's expertise, the Nazi war machine, came from evil spirits. That same group of evil spirits under Lucifer's literal appearance on Earth, very soon in the form of Antichrist, after World War III, they want to destroy all humanity. Let me make it simple. Anybody who's ever a little kid in school, you take a pencil and you cross, you know, just you go back and forth and make a black mark on the piece of paper, and then you come and you erase it. I don't know the actual code name of the total termination of humanity on Earth, but it does have the word erasure in it, E-R-A-S-U-R-E. They want to, the fallen angels want to wipe out every last vestige of God's creation, whether it's animal, whether it's human, whether it's flower, anything and everything that God created in the book of Genesis. They want it all gone. And the techno-singular monster makers want to have a what I would call hell on earth with no remembrance, no former remembrance of anything. And that's what would happen if Jesus didn't shorten the days. The days are being shortened for the elect's sake, those people that will respond to the offer of God. I will grant you eternal life. This isn't pie in the sky. You just have got to accept eternal life on my terms. How is it that the devil now has displaced Christianity in the United States? Only 4% of professing Christians have a biblical view. I think that's the last study I saw just a week or two ago. Yet Satanism, the occult, and Mike, and I don't go to horror movies, nor do I want to. We got enough horror, WHORE movies watching politics on TV. But horror movies, that's the genre of 2023. And I want people to understand something. When Jesus said the gates of hell, this is really important. When the gates of hell are going to open, you, my brothers and sisters, you, the listeners, viewers, whether you agree with me or not, doesn't matter. You're going to see such horrific, unusually strange, macabre, murderous, cannibalistic, horror stuff that you would have thought you would never see in your lifetime. And that's what Jesus said is coming into our domain, because men have rejected God's offer of mercy. And I'm telling you, Mike, we're seeing now, and if it doesn't make people heartbroken that human reproduction is being assassinated daily with this movement, that movement, cut this off, cut that off. When are we going to cut that crap off on them? And see, that's what the transgender movement is all about. It's doing the things that they're doing and blaming the Christians for it. And this is what I'm trying to tell Christians. Gee, we're going to have such persecution because they have to kill the Christians in order to silence the witness of the word of God against them. Yeah. They know they're going to hell, although we don't believe in hell. Well, they will. So this is why persecution is becoming more prominent. And by the way, Ukraine is the most godless, God-hating, New World Order, satanic-embracing nation, and they're now making war on the Orthodox Church there.
Okay, wait a second, but you're talking about the Ukraine regime, not the people of Ukraine.
Yeah, the government, I'm sorry.
The government, yeah.
Thank you for correcting me. But here's what I'm trying to get across. We have in this country... woe unto them who call good evil and evil good. You know, if people don't understand that when you kill human reproduction, you've killed the human race. When you're talking about incubatoriums, or you're talking about artificial wombs, and you're talking about creating spiritless, voidless, biological automatons, you're talking about a total dispossession of the human race that God created. Look at the attack on the family. The family is the foundational principle of civilization. You destroy the family, you destroy civilization.
Steve, well, I want to
talk about ancient history.
You're absolutely correct.
Greece.
People are seeing these attacks every single day, but in the time we have left, I want to bring it back to NATO, Western Europe, and the Ukraine situation. And I think I agree with you that the corrupt government regime of Ukraine has many horrible people in it, just like in America, horrible people at the top of the State Department. But that there are great people in Ukraine who, you know, citizens of Ukraine, just like the citizens of every country in the world, that just want truth, they want freedom, they want families, they want to raise their children, they believe in God, they want honest money, they want the same things that you and I want. They want to be able to go home at the end of the day and, you know, raise some backyard chickens and grow some tomatoes or what have you. That's actually most of the people on the planet just want to be free to do these things. But we're under the control of this Orwellian nightmare globalist regime that wants war. And so my question to you, Steve, is how close are we to Russia striking other NATO countries or launching a major offensive? Because I'm worried about Berlin. I'm worried about London, Paris, Warsaw. I'm worried about Washington, D.C., frankly, at this point, or New York City.
Yep. Let me share this. Russia has a plan. I'm on record as saying this. Russia is doing to the United States dollar what we did to the ruble after the fall of the Berlin Wall. That is what is basically preventing Russia's nuclear first strike against us. You know what the U.S. Defense Department says? They're saying, oh, Russia's just bluffing. Are you kidding me? It's important for people to understand this, you guys. Russia has not pulled out its hypersonic nuke ship. It has not pulled out its Poseidon 100 megaton nuclear warheads yet, which they possess. We in the United States haven't even tested a silo-launched ballistic missile because once our missiles are fired, the silo's no good. We take the missiles out. Yet right now, we're 20 years behind Russia in electronic warfare. That's not propaganda. We can't even fly F-35s, the trillion-dollar fighter plane, into a lightning storm. Are you kidding me? If they can't fly into a lightning storm, they better really run and hide from an electromagnetic pulse. So what's happening, Mike, I believe we are undergoing asymmetrical warfare right now, the softening up of the U.S. mainland. I believe we are watching the potential starvation and the EMP, electromagnetic pulse cutoff of all power. I think it's 100 times worse than the average person thinks, we may go to war. That is such a stupid statement. We are at war. Asymmetrical warfare is going on. The American dollar was the projection of American power beyond the barrel of a gun, beyond the tip of a missile, beyond the reach of an aircraft carrier. But what we don't understand is the world is turned its back on the United States. Nobody wants to have anything to do with the U.S. any longer, especially our petrodollar, because we've raped, pillaged, and plundered. We've, in essence, given them fake money for real stuff, and now they want real stuff for real stuff. We are at World War III, and my guess is that the minute people start to see that President Putin has checkmated the West. Good night. He's in South Africa. South Africa welcomes him. He's got the natural resources to trade to people, and he's not even asking some of them to pay the debt back, which is in the billions of dollars.
Well, this is
here's what I'm saying is we have no presence in the world. We are hated in the world. I love my country that was. I do not see it. It's no longer existing.
Yeah, I mean, look, these are very strong statements that you're making, but I tend to agree that it's over for the republic that we once knew. And even though America lives in our hearts and souls, we're going to have to bring it back after this collapse that has been engineered. Because you look around the country, where did America go? The America that we knew when we grew up, you know, the hard work and the work ethic, the protecting children, good parenting, right? Schools that were actually teaching children instead of trying to brainwash them and mutilate them, churches that actually respected the word of God instead of perverting it, right? That America appears to be gone, and it replaced by some twisted, demonic, perverted version of a shadow of the America that once was. Do you agree that a collapse is probably inevitable? It's just a matter of when or how or what it looks like. I mean, can we avert this at this? What if we elect Trump? If Trump becomes president, can he stop all this stuff from happening?
No, it's too late. And the reason it's too late, look, it isn't fatalistic. It's historically realistic. You know, you always hear the joke. The optimist sees the glass, a half a glass half full of water. The pessimist says it's half empty. The realist says the glass is shattered and there's no water. Here's the point I think that most people don't get. I believe in history, nations that achieve the pinnacle of perversion that we have disappear. I believe in history, the winners are those who have superior fighting weapons, technology, but more importantly, the will to win. I believe that where we're at, Mike, we have to be taken off the face of the earth. Now, it doesn't mean all Americans are going to die. I could not be more positive in a biblical context. That's why the persecution of Christians must take place, because the reality of heaven and hell is something that the globalists, the Luciferians, don't want people to come to grips with or grasp, because it's not about just our best life now. Or the entity that preaches that out of a megachurch in Texas. It's about this is a absolute training ground for eternity. And what most people don't understand, to the victors go the spoil. And even in Matthew, it says the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. We were to be the salt of the earth. There's no more salt. That's Christians. There is some salt. There's not enough people who care, Mike. And in essence, all of the patriotism, the history, it's dying off. And that's why the greatest tragedy I believe history will record is the way America treated its veterans under the reign of Clinton and Obama and everybody. They didn't appreciate the price people paid for freedom. You cannot have bloggers in the basement living off mommy and daddy's retirement, playing the newest video game from hell, and believe you've got much of a future. America, and this is what's important, America is a spoiled nation. A spoiled nation. In my opinion, we have undergone a communist takeover. We're watching the takedown. And to put your faith in Donald Trump, I mean, come on, ladies and gentlemen. He cannot do what he's not able to do, especially. And here's my bottom line. I don't know how long we have, but I'll say my bottom line. This nation is under supernatural judgment. It will not repent. It will not even say we're sorry for allowing the sexual mutilation of our children, destroying womanhood, making sure that every woman that ever gets pregnant aborts because she had the vaccination, cooperating with our own extinction, cooperating and even providing the funding for our own annihilation. Here it is, my bottom line. Humanity is being destroyed. It's facing extinction right now. And if people don't get that, I believe it's going to come to them in such a fast and furious way that they'll never know what hit them. There is no going back. And I don't believe that America can ever come back, Mike, because America was great when its people were great, quoting the French man who is America's great because its people are great. When America's people cease to be, that's nothing. Woe unto the nation that forgets God. This is a nation that openly declared war on the living God. Our Democrats and then those spineless Republicans. Look, I'm telling you, anybody would have to be a fool that thinks they can fight God and win. And yet this is a nation that continues to fight God and sins.
Well, perhaps soon, if we survive all this, Steve, I'll have you as a guest. I'll be in the new Republic of Texas. You'll be in the new freedom state of Wyoming. I'm sorry, Montana, maybe Wyoming part of it, maybe Idaho. Who knows? The United States, as we know it, may not survive this assault. And I think that's the plan. I think they want to bring down the USA, destroy the Constitution, destroy the currency, destroy the culture, and then make America weak so that China can dominate. I think that's actually the globalist plan.
It is a plan. And Michael, I would move to Texas. You know, seriously, Texas has got the best legal standing. The problem is knowing Texas proximity to Mexico. And I know a lot of stuff that goes on in Mexico. I have a whole division of Gen 6, my film crew, all of them down there are Mexican nationals and they see everything. And I'm telling you point blank, most people cannot even fathom what it means to have a 500,000 Chinese alone troops in the U.S., civilian clothing, they're in every one of our technological sectors, they're in every area. And the point is that, listen, we're already taken over from within. We're just waiting to be destroyed from without. And for the record, ladies and gentlemen, I've read the Chinese white papers. Their war doctrine against the United States is kill every man, woman, and child. I'm not just saying that, I'm saying that's what their war policy is. And Mike, you know it, you've read that stuff too. And one of the most famous CCP, Chinese Communist Party economists said, with our bioweapon, we destroyed the United States. Not one of those mainstream accessory to murderers, vomitous orifices called the MSM press ever carried that. The guy's last name was Ping, P-I-N-G. Not anybody would carry the Chinese doctrine of what do they see as war. And ladies and gentlemen, we can't match them man for man. We can't match them technology. And by the one man that was supposed to be appointed as a cyber czar to take on the Chinese, he said, we can't catch up. They're 20 years ahead. And that's true. And Russia has control of the skies. They have control. So President Putin isn't bluffing when he says, you guys, you can't defeat our weapons. They're MIRV warheads are independently steerable. They can avoid all anti-ballistic missile systems, which U.S. doesn't have anything that can intercept the hypersonic missile. So the point is at what point, and I'm sorry to use that term, in a historical sense, there comes a time and place when we simply are going to go, we can't match that. So yeah, are there articles of surrender? I believe there are. I believe that, you know, all you got to do, and by the way, Washington, D.C., and New York City are the two primary targets that Russia's already told the United States they're going for. 90 seconds in a hypersonic.
Well, and not to even mention North Korea, and possibly they have an EMP weapon in orbit that they could, you know, drop into the proper altitude and detonate an EMP or even a false flag cyber attack on the power grid or the banking infrastructure. You know, what a convenient excuse when the banks are all about to fail and become insolvent. They could just bring the whole system down and say, oh, Russia did it, or aliens did it, or North Korea did it.
Or our own government did it. You know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like maybe they do it themselves, but try to blame somebody else. And they say, oh, your money's gone. Well, blame Putin, you know. Or maybe they'll say, we'll give you your money back, but you have to sign up for, you know, the digital wallet system or the central bank digital currency, that kind of thing. But look, Steve, we got to wrap this up. I want to thank you for your analysis and for your urgency. I completely agree with you. You know, in all honesty, Steve, the number of times that you and I will be able to talk and share this with the public, that is a limited number because of where things are going. I mean, this might be, you know, we might only be able to do 5 or 6 more interviews ever in our lifetime because of where things are going and the total destruction of the system. So folks, take this to heart. This is serious stuff for very difficult times. Steve?
Well, I'm telling you, Mike, it's funny you would say that because I've been praying for a long time. Lord, how much longer do I have on podcasts, broadcasts, doing films, whatever? And there are times I've wanted to pull the plug on myself, but I think the most interesting thing, and you might be able to identify with this, is I really believe that God impressed upon my heart. He said, you won't have to worry about it, Steve. There are those who will make that decision against you. In other words, when they pull the plug on us, ladies and gentlemen, the plug is pulled. That's why I'm praying that my words are pulling on the heartstrings of your heart. That's why I'm saying to the parents who think, well, maybe I'll take the kids on a vacation. Take the money and buy whatever food's available. Please, ladies and gentlemen, understand this. You're not just fighting a political battle that may the best political. This is a spiritual battle, and we are running out of time, and time is not on our side. But that's right. They who have Jesus Christ as a personal Lord and Savior that have come into relationship with Him, eternity is no threat to us.
True.
But it is to those who will spend an eternal damnation in hell. And I'm praying for all the globalists that God will literally open up the portals of hell so they can see that, oh, they're going to rule with Lucifer. No, they're not. They're going to burn forever and ever. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no fear of God in the land, and only through the fear of God do men depart from evil. So, Mike, I want to echo this. I don't know how much longer we have, but I can tell you this. We are at war. I can tell you, as you know, that I have access to sources that most people don't. And it's because of God's promise, not me. God's promise, if I would warn His people, those with the ears to hear, that He would bring the people that know to tell me what I need to know to warn them. Mike, I don't know what more you and I can warn people about that isn't in play. You can talk about, and I'm not a sports guy, but you can talk about every play that's possible in a football field. And then when you say, but they're all in motion, where do you put your eyes when everything in the playing field is in motion? That's where we're at. The only way I'm telling people to navigate this is to keep their eyes on Jesus Christ. I make no apologies. Look, well, I put a plethora of stuff. Warning, 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 warning. And now the warnings are over. Everything's in play, in play, in play.
Yeah,
all we're waiting for is the referee to say game over.
So read scripture to win the eternal war. Be on the side of God and Jesus. And then in the practical realm here on this earth for as long as we are, there are practical things you can do to get prepared, like our sponsor, the satellite phone store, you know, backup power, backup communications, food. You still need food. You still have a physical body.
By the way, I'm not saying don't be prepared. Again, as one of the guys, I believe it is a biblical principle to prepare. Be prepared, 123.com.
Yes.
Kudos to Tina on that name. Power is everything. Look, even power to be able to pump your water pump and get fresh water. Sewage, you know, very few people want to deal with that subject, but sewage, and how about dead bodies? I mean, this is stuff that we're going to see, ladies and gentlemen. But again, I would encourage everybody, go to BeReady123.com and take advantage of those power, solar power generators and solar power distribution units, battery storage, because if you've got power, it gives you peace of mind. If you've got power and communication, you've got them both covered. And those are, then you don't have to deal with fear of what goes bump in the night. I want to share this too. Nothing is, you cannot run night vision. And I believe without night vision, you're dead practically. You're going to die without it.
And let me point out, Steve, the supply chain for these types of solutions, everything we talk about, you know, backup radios, emergency medicine, you know, sanitizing solutions, the power systems that we're talking about, the EcoFlow devices, night vision, all of it, the supply chain will go to zero when the global war erupts. There will be no supply chain.
Right. That's it.
Right. Whatever you have is what you have. Satellite phones, automobiles, even firearms, ammunition. Everything. Whatever you have is what you have. And that's it. You're going to have to live from that point forward with no additional supplies for some period of time. Supply chain's all breaking down. So, folks, get squared away now while you can. Steve, we're going to wrap this up. Any final thoughts?
Well, I think that people will know very soon, within the next week or two, just the level of contempt that the world has for the United States of America. I think that as American taxpayers can't even pay for their grocery, yet $2 more billion goes into the New World Order. And I'm talking about, thank you for making it clear, Mike. I never mean to impugn people, but the government of Ukraine is as corrupt as the government it's in league with, and that is the United States of America. And let's call it what it is, the disunited States of America. Remember this, ladies and gentlemen. The goal of the globalists, the Luciferians, is the complete extinction of the human race. That's not a script from hundreds of movies that had that script. It is now functionally in place. They're going to starve us out. They're going to basically put out biological weapons that are going to be beyond anything. And the extreme weather, if you think it's extreme now, if I were to say this, Mike, watch. This is Little League to compare to what's coming.
Okay. Well, thank you, Steve. We need to heed the warnings that you're sharing with us here, but folks, don't live in fear. Live in preparedness and confidence in being able to face the future, because you have advanced warning of what's coming and you have advanced knowledge to get prepared. So look, we're not here to spread fear. We're here to spread a message of preparedness and warning, because Steve Quayle has been proven right again and again and again, spanning, frankly, a couple of decades. And what I've said has been proven right again and again and again also, especially since 2008, the subprime mortgage collapse. So here we are. All of this was predictable and predicted. You've been warned. Take action now and you can survive this. We can all make it through with our souls and our bodies intact. So thank you, Steve, for joining me today. I want to give out your website, stevequayle.com. Check out Steve's headlines and his gold and silver business there, and also Gen 6 Productions. That's at Gen 6, G-E-N, and the numeral 6. Is that right, Steve? Is it the numeral 6?
No, G-E-N-S-I-X.
Oh, S-I-X. I'm sorry. Okay.
G-E-N-S-I-X.
Not the numeral. G-E-N-S-I-X, all spelled out, .com, Gen6.com. All right. Thank you for joining me today, Steve. And of course, I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com. Thank you all for watching. And as always, share this video everywhere that you can or repost it on your own channels. God bless you all. God bless America. Take care. A global reset is coming. And that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.